Time now, it's 7:15. Staff at 74 universities are to begin 14 days of strike action over pay, working conditions and rising pension costs. More than a million students are going to be affected. This is the third time in 12 months that staff have walked out. With me now in the studio is Joe Grady, the General Secretary of the University and College Union. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why are you doing this?
So staff across those 74 universities took strike action or are taking strike action because essentially the working conditions that staff are under have become unsustainable on a number of issues. This is pay gaps, casualisation, unsustainable workloads, and we have yet again ongoing issues with our pension scheme.
What is wrong with the pension scheme?
So one of the biggest problems with the pension scheme is our employers won't work with us effectively enough to implement an independent panel's report that will put it on a much more stable footing in the long term.
But if there is a shortfall in the pension pot, and a lot of organisations have to do that, then one of the things that has to happen is that people have to pay more into it.
But I think that's the misunderstanding. There isn't a shortfall, and the independent panel report that was commissioned at the end of the last strike in 2018 demonstrated that if employers worked with us to implement the changes that that report recommended, the scheme would be fine, contributions would be back to a level that we saw in 2017. Instead, what we're seeing is rising contributions for staff that's pricing them out of the scheme, and that's in addition to incremental cuts to that pension since 2011 that's resulted in an average member losing £240,000 from their retirement, which, for context, is the average salary of vice chancellors.
I see you say that this is an absolute last resort, that you take industrial action. This is the third time in the last 12 months.
Well, it's not quite the third time in the last 12 months. The original USS strike happened in 2018, and that actually was a resounding victory for the union because it saved the downgrading of the scheme from a defined benefit to a defined contribution. And with regards pay and pensions, yes, this is the second time we're taking action in 12 months. But what we've seen is employers only talk with us once we're on picket lines. It seems to be the only time that they actually listen to the concerns of staff.
How solid do you think the strike will be? Because I think the last time that you took action, only 29% of your members actually joined the dispute in November and December last year.
I think it's really difficult to look at those figures and say that that's what the support was like if you compare it to what was happening on picket lines. They were absolutely massive. They were joined by students. The disruption...
But do you dispute the figure that it was 29%?
I think that's the figure that employers have reported based on strike pay deductions, and I think that's always a really partial figure as to what's actually happening in terms of people withdrawing their labour.
And just what's your message to the students who aren't going to get their lectures and whatever else?
As ever, we are saying to students, you need to look towards employers because investment in staff is investment in students. And students do understand that across the UK, student guilds and student unions...
And they're asking for rebates now because...
They're asking the universities for rebates. If you look at what student unions are doing up and down the country, they are voting to support the strikes. That can be done in addition to asking for a rebate. The two are not in contradiction.
OK, Joe Grady, thank you very much indeed.